You're in the main event on SB Nation Radio and sitting down with us with the hardware to prove it. Two-time Super Bowl champion, Miami Dolphins safety, defensive back extraordinaire, Eric Rowe. Eric, how are you, man?
How we doing? I'm doing good.
Look at those rings. They disgust me as a fan of the Jets.
You can hear them kind of clinking around. You know Eric's coming because you can hear all the hardware. All right, so you've obviously played in the Super Bowl a few times, won it, hoisted Lombardi, got the hardware to prove it. What's it like with the Super Bowl invading where you're playing now, invading Miami?
I mean, it's definitely a different experience. Now, seeing it from the outside, all the events, all the, parties and media stuff, and I mean...
Oh, you're telling me you didn't sneak out and do a little partying when you were getting ready for the Super Bowls?
I mean, you want to do that in Minnesota?
That's true. That's true.
So
that was the coldest Super Bowl ever.
Oh, my God. We were in the Mall of America. I didn't leave the hotel.
Well, a lot of you guys, so we did our show from there. I remember a lot of you, the players on both, Philly and obviously the Pats, you guys were just walking around the mall, just... Nothing else to do but go shopping, I guess, right?
Yeah, no, nothing else. I mean, if you want to go outside where it's, 12 degrees, shoot.
All right, Eric, let's talk a little bit about the Dolphins this year. Obviously, rough start to the year. Things are kind of new, fresh. Guys are leaving. When those guys leave, new guys got to come in and replace them. Nobody thinks the Dolphins are any good. Oh, and the Dolphins beat one team. And the Dolphins keep winning. And then... You guys ended the year on a really nice stretch of playing some really good football.
Yeah, I mean, even though we kept having, turnover of new guys coming every week. I mean, the core of us, we would try to hurry up, bring them along, and try to compete. Because at the end of the day, all that tanking news, like no one's trying to lose. It just took a while to get everyone to get bought into what Flo was saying in the scheme. And once that happened, we started getting better and winning.
Now, Eric, for you, obviously, you played for Coach Flores when you were a member of the Patriots. He takes the job to be the head coach of the Dolphins, and one of the first moves he makes is he wants to bring you to be a part of the team. How much does that mean to you, and how helpful was that you kind of had an idea for the type of coach you were going to be playing for?
Oh, I'm sure. It mean a lot to me. I mean, just to, really to any player that, feels wanted to a team. I mean, he could have been the Detroit or Green Bay or San Fran. I mean, I would have followed him anywhere because anywhere you wanted. I mean, you get some nice playing time, and then really for him to see me as a player that can help build the team and build the culture there. I mean, sure, it means a lot.
Eric Rowe, our guest here on Radio Row in Miami, 2-time Super Bowl champion, Miami Dolphins defensive back, and then. It paid off for him. It paid off for you, too, because you played really well. Then the GM shows up one day. He's got a fancy new contract for you. Now you're sticking around this rebuild, and it's not going to be a rebuild for much longer because you guys are going to get an influx of talent. And, heck, you played pretty well at the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, blessed to, stay out here. They offered me an extension. I loved playing out here.
The weather's great.
I love living out here. And so, when they came to me with that, I was ecstatic, for me to get a chance to, one, keep playing football because I know it doesn't last forever. That's one.
Sure.
But then being in a place where, I love.
Talk to me about that Week 17 game. You go back to Foxborough. You certainly, know the team that you're up against. And for you guys to have that win with Fitzpatrick leading your squad down the field for a game-winning touchdown, I mean, how special was that moment? And was it really a nice culmination on all the work you guys put in during that regular season to lead up to that type of moment in Week 17?
Yeah. Oh, man, seeing that last drive, kind of just moving in unison, and then the last, when the seam route to Mike for the touchdown, I mean, for all of us, we were just, ecstatic because, it kind of shows, the beginning of the year, it was rough. Guys coming in and out, still trying to learn the defense, offense, special teams and all that. And then, to Week 16, 17 of all of us, coming together, started improving. Everybody started believing and, finishing the season out with a strong win against one of the greatest teams at their home.
Eric Rowe, our guest here on Radio Row in the main event here on SB Nation Radio. All right, Week 17, we're kind of underselling here. Like, Fitzy did his job, Mike did their job, but you guys don't win unless you take care of Tom Brady, go 35 back the other way to the house. You let Tom know about it a little bit, maybe a little text out a week after or something like that. Like, hey, gotcha, old buddy.
No, none of that. He's still the greatest.
Where do you think he's playing next year?
Oh, man, I have no idea.
Do you actually see him leaving New England, though? I mean, you know him, you played for him. Could you envision Tom Brady playing on a different team?
Just personally, me envisioning it, like, I can't. I mean, he's been the face of the Patriots, NFL, what is it, 20 seasons now?
Yeah.
Like,
20 seasons he's tortured me as a fan of a team in the AFC East.
So, like, I can't imagine him, let's say, dressed up in a, I don't know, like a Chargers uniform or something. It would just look weird. Like, it just wouldn't seem right.
What's your favorite Tom Brady story?
When he took a pick six back on in week 17.
Other than the obvious, the pick six.
Favorite Tom Brady story? I'm not sure.
Is he a prankster behind the scenes?
No, I wouldn't say the prankster. He does. I can tell he tries to because obviously he's, you know, on a lot older side, so he tries to keep, you know, kind of keep in line of whatever's going on today. Like,
oh, he tries to stay hip.
He
tries to stay hip. Does he say, like, does he try to use the lingo and
no.
stuff like that? Okay,
no,
good.
No, not like that.
Because I
like
can't
that.
Imagine Tom Brady using the word drip or something like that.
No, not like that. You know, just like whatever jokes we make in the locker room or, you know, kind of music that we'll listen to. Like he'll try, like okay, like, you know, but.
All right, how about Bill Belichick? Because you played for arguably the greatest football coach of all time. What's Bill like? And we've heard some stuff that maybe behind the scenes is it's a lot different than kind of what we see at the press conferences every single week.
Yeah. Him behind the scenes is he – and I know in the press conference he kind of barely talks. But behind the scenes, he can talk. He actually talks – I mean, all, you know, obviously it's all football, and the way that he just breaks down – you know, whatever team we're playing that week, however he, like, what the way he breaks down each, you know, individual player, coach, whatever's on the staff, I mean, it's just, like, amazing. And then one thing that he surprised me when I got there is, like, he curses a lot. And I'm like, oh. like, oh, man, I didn't know you cursed as much. But
Eric Rohr, our guest here on Radio Row in Miami, you know, on SB Nation Radio. All right, Eric, I gotta ask you about some of those guys that are on your team that we have had on the Radio Row. We're gonna have we had Jakeem Grant, we had Preston Williams come by and hang out with us, and we got Fitzy coming up this week too. Give us something we gotta ask Fitzy about. Give me something that, you know, he'll know we've talked to you, and we can tell him after that we know all about it. Give us something for Fitzy that maybe you guys would know. We can kind of spring on him, surprise him. Preston says he goes through and throws on walkthroughs when he's not supposed to. So we're going to talk to him about that.
Yeah,
that's got to be a little annoying.
Yeah,
you
walk
through on defense.
And I'm like, they throw the ball, and the coach is like, you know, tighter defense. And I'm like, it's just a walkthrough. What are we doing?
He's getting y'all in trouble because he's throwing the ball in walkthroughs.
I know, and I'm like, dang. Like,
what do you think of his beard? You ever touch his beard?
Well, I don't touch it. He did. I guess you can bring up, we had a holiday party, and he decided to dress up as, because he had the beard, he didn't dye it. He spray painted his beard gray. And he dressed up as Santa.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, people who had, like, on the staff that had, like, kids and stuff. And he was taking pictures as Santa. Like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is great. Eric Rowe with us from the Miami Dolphins, Super Bowl champion. All right, we know you got pictures. You got to show off the rings. We'll get you going. Where can the folks find you? Social media, all that kind of stuff? Where can the folks find you?
Oh, like my Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's like Eric_Rowe25. I still got to get that number changed. Then Twitter is like the Eric Rowe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're two social medias.
Very easy.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we ran out of time because we didn't even get to talk to you about Utah. Why do you play in all these cold weather places, man? You finally in a hot, warm weather place. You're not leaving.
I know. And it. Oh, my gosh. And training camp just killed me. First time being in the summertime out here. Oh, my.
Whew. Oh, you'll get used to it, though.
Oh.
You'll get used to it.
So hey, now it's beautiful. You must love it.
Oh, yeah. You know, this time of year? Oh.
Just get back to those, you know, those Houston roots, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Eric Rowe with us here in the main event on SB Nation Radio.